And I was actually quite, pleasantly surprised. And of course, Big Fatty, as I call him, the podcasting father figure, he's always loving, he's always kind and always generous. And so I asked him the question. I said, we interacted on Twitter. And so I asked him to chime in on this topic that I talked about of being shallow. So I hope this is okay for him to share with me, because, it's pretty general and it's good advice that I feel like it's worth sharing with you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
The podcasting father figure.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1874 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 31st of March 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I forgot to tell you a few things about the weekend. Big Fatty, it just happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in Penis Slivania for the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
Everyone, I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Now, y'all, do you know why you're lammies? Big Fatty, I don't. Why are we lammies? Well, y'all, because it is the last day of March. And remember, March either comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb, or comes in like a lamb and goes out like a lion. And y'all, I've got it written right here on the official Marken calendar here in the Fat Cave that March came in like a lion. And y'all, sure enough, it's gorgeous outside today, so it is going out like a lammy. Big Fatty, that is just lovely. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the lammiest of days of the 31st of March, y'all, it is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, do you know who that is? Y'all, that's John Ong. That's John Ong from the online little show. And y'all, he is out there in that Kansas City. Well, yeah, they have good barbecue there. Oh, okay. Y'all, he is just a jack of all trades. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, today is his celebration of exiting the birth canal. So y'all, if you see him on the Twitty or the Face Space, or he's probably on a thousand other things too, because he's a techie, y'all. He's a techie. Y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I know he's going to have cake today, but as much as he likes cake, I just want to know how many cakes he's going to eat.
Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us via the Twitty. It comes to us via the Twitty. And y'all, I couldn't figure out how I was going to save it. Y'all, I took a picture. Took a picture of the screen. And y'all, it is from the number one fan of the BFO for 2015. Y'all, it is that trucker Alex. And he says, this is an Axe Big Fatty. Is your exhaust pipe all blown out for the digital rectal exam, or do you clench and go ouch like a proper lady? Big fake. It's clear he was meant to be the number one fan, because that's just vulgar. Anyway, well, first of all, number one fan, thank you so much for the question. It's lovely to hear from you. It's about damn time we heard from you. Second of all, this is an excellent question, because y'all, you know, Big Fatty had his annual physical today, and y'all, it did indeed include the digital rectal exam. And y'all, I always tell my standard joke about the digital rectal exam. My doctor moves into position behind me, and he's got the lubricant there and readily available, and all of a sudden, I feel the insertion, and then I feel both of his hands on my shoulder. Fatty, that's vulgar! And to answer your question, I went, ow! Ow! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I realize after I had finished recording the little show yesterday, y'all, I had missed a few things that I had done over the weekend, and I thought I'd go back and just tie up some loose ends. Big Fatty, are we talking about your digital rectal exam again? No. On Sunday morning, I got up and I had my coffee. And I was reading the newspaper, and then, I'm sitting here reading the newspaper, and all of a sudden, on one of the dating, and y'all, it is my gentleman caller, my 34-year-old gentleman caller, I probably see him once a month or something like that. And to be honest, I had to turn him down one night this past week, because I just wasn't feeling at 100%. And I said, I'm just gonna have to take a rain check. And he says, oh, yes, my buddy. So y'all, he says, would you like to come over? So I said, yes. And so y'all, I hopped in the Ford Escape and I went over, and y'all, it was just lovely. I think he needed Big Fatty to come over as much as Big Fatty needed to go over Big Fatty. After I had driven by the Fat Villa, y'all, I'm trying to figure out the back road, so I'm kind of trying to figure out how to get around in the area and things like that, and find the shortcuts and that kind of stuff. And so I'm doing that, and y'all, then I decided, I need to go over to the Whole Foods. Big Fatty, is that with a W? It is with a W. And so y'all, I went by there, because y'all, I was having an urge for some of that Forest Bayfren, and so I decided that, and I decided I'm gonna get y'all. I'm really enjoying the Ezekiel bread English muffins, and y'all, I just have half of one every morning, but it's just something about an English muffin that it's much more enjoyable than a piece of toast. And so y'all, I they had them on sale, and they had the good non-dairy ice cream, sugar-free ice cream. So I got some of the almond. What was it? It was some kind of I don't know what it was, toasted almond or something like that. But y'all, it's a real good flavor in that. And y'all, I got me some. They make their own granola there, and it has blueberries and almonds in it. So I thought, well, maybe I'll sprinkle a little bit on the almond ice cream. And I got the English muffins, and y'all, I picked up a pound of the Blank Forest bacon. Now y'all, the Blank Forest bacon used to be $7.99 a pound. Y'all, it has jumped to $9.99 a pound. Y'all, it's going to be the last pound of that I get for a while until it's on sale. So, y'all, it's just crazy. Y'all, the other thing I wanted to mention is when Granny and I were having lunch on Saturday, y'all, I was telling him, you know, that I was waiting to, you know, what the plan was, and I was going to be hiring someone to come in and paint the interior walls and everything before I move in, because, you know, it's easiest to do it when there's nothing in the house. He goes, well, have you hired someone? And I said, no, not yet. And he goes, well, my brother does that on the side, you know. I went, what? I went, what? And, y'all, sure enough. So Sunday night, I talked to him on the telephone, so he's going to come by and look at the place and give me an estimate of what it would take to get the interior walls painted and everything, just so it smells nice and clean. Well, Big Fatty, until you have Mexican in there the first time, and then it'll be gone to hell again. But y'all, the other big news, after I finished recording, y'all, I got an e-letter from the folks, and they said we are completely out, and all of the cleaning has been completed, and all we need to do is to get with you to have the final walkthrough and hand over the keys. I said, well, you know, we can either do it on Monday or Tuesday. It doesn't matter to me, whatever's more convenient for you. He says, well, let's do it on Tuesday about 5:30 p.m. in the evening. So y'all, later on this evening, we'll take control of the new fat villa. So y'all, if you're near an adult beverage, I think just pop it open and toast the new fat villa around 5:30 p.m. in the evening. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I just thought I'd give you an update. The physical today went just fine. When you go to the doctor, it's just a lot of waiting. It's just all there is to it. It's just a lot of waiting. And, you know, I didn't have any bruffcus on Monday morning because, you know, they always do the blood work afterwards. You know, that's why I like to do the morning routines. But, y'all, I didn't get out of there. My appointment time was 9:30, and I didn't get out of there until about 11:30 p.m. In the morning, or a.m. in the morning. And, you know, they do the blood work, and y'all, you're just famished. You're just famished. Yes, Big Fatty, we were both famished. And y'all, I've had a dull headache all afternoon, and I couldn't figure out why. And Big Fatty, it's because you didn't have your coffee. It's exactly why. I just didn't have my coffee, and y'all, I'm hooked. I'm hooked on it. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I got the sweetest little Twitty from that Drusilla Blomey. You know Drusilla, he's up there in the cola, and he says, oh, Big Fatty, I'm going to need a delivery address so I can send you a green plant. And I said, well, you know, that's awfully kind of him. And, you know, and that it's just as sweet as he can be. And I told him that, you know, let me get moved in first. And, you know, and Big Fatty, it's a good thing that it wasn't that Aussie Martinez, because if he sent you a green plant, you'd probably go into the pokey. Oh, Big Fatty, into the pokey. after I had my physical, y'all, I went by the P.O. Box, and y'all, I'm not gonna open these today, but y'all, there was not one, but there were two, I say, chew cans there, addressed to Big Fatty, and y'all, one of them is from Princess Hannah and the Boy Genius. And the other one is, I'm not quite sure who this would could possibly be. It's from Danbury. Y'all, I'm trying to rack my brain to see if I can remember anyone who lives up in Danbury, the Connecticuts.
Big Fatty, you know exactly who it is.
I know, I'm just playing. So anyway, but y'all... What else did I want to tell you? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all, my mother sent me something, and I thought I'd just read it for a little bit. Oh, by the way, Monday night, I'm predicting Fun Bags is going to get thrown off.
Big Fatty, that poor girl, her back hurts all the time.
Here we go. This is from my mother, and it says, here's a history exam. No cheating. Okay, everyone over 40 should have a pretty easy time at this exam. If you're under 40, you can claim a handicap. Get a pencil and paper and write your numbers from 1 to 20. All right, and here we go. Wait a minute. All right, history lesson. In the 19... Y'all, we're not going to finish this today because it's 20 questions. In the 1940s, where were automobile headlight dimmer switches located?
Big Freddy, I know that one.
A, on the floor shift knob. B, on the floorboard to the left of the clutch. Or C, next to the horn. And write your answer down. We'll give you the answers later. All right, number two, the bottle top of the Royal Crown cola bottle had holes in it. What was that used for? Number one, to capture lightning bugs. A was capture lightning bugs. B, to sprinkle clothes before ironing. Or C, it was a large salt shaker. Number three, why was having milk delivered a problem in northern winters? A, cows got cold and couldn't produce milk. B, ice on the highways forced delivery by dog sled. Or C, milkmen left deliveries outside of front doors and milk would freeze, expanding and pushing up the cardboard bottle top. All right, number four. What was the popular chewing gum name for a game of chance? A, blackjack. B, gin. C, craps.
Big Fatty, I would never eat chewing gum called craps.
What method did women use to look as they were wearing what? Nylon stockings when none were available? During World War II, would they A, suntan, would they B, leg paint, or C, wear slacks? Number six, what post-war car turned automotive design on its ear when you couldn't tell whether it was coming or going? A, Studebaker, B, Nash Metro, or C, Tucker? All right, number seven, which was a popular candy when you were a kid? A, strips of dried peanut butter. B, chocolate licorice bars. Or C, wax Coke-shaped bottles with colored sugar water inside.
Big Fatty. And y'all, I'm going to have to give you the rest of the questions, and then we'll score the answers during the rest of the week, y'all. So keep your pencils and your score sheets handy, and we'll finish that off as the week progresses. Big Fatty, I can't wait for question number eight.
Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. And y'all, get ready. Get ready, because Wednesday is April Fool's Day. And so you never know what's going to happen then. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that John Ong, y'all, he's been doing podcasts longer than anybody else in the Pride 48, that's for sure. And y'all, John has been to Pride 48 a couple of times. And y'all, the first time Big Fatty ever met John Ong was at the Queen's Tea during the good days. And John, when you eat a lot of cake on your birthday, what do you end up with?
The podcasting father figure.
Oh, you mean you get fat? That's what you mean, huh?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.